spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight. Well, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. All right. Miss Fanny Bright, she was sitting right by my side. Yeah, that horse was leaning lank. Misfortune seemed his lot. He got into a drifted bank and then we got of sight. Well, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh, yeah. Jingle bells, jingle all the way, hey, hey. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
There's an army that comes up here once every year. They come to the Northwoods to go hunting for deer. They come by the railroad, by car or by truck, all hoping and praying to get a big buck. Now it's a sight that's worth seeing, and it's darn hard to beat. It's like a circus parade coming down the main street. They sometimes get lost and sometimes get misled. These gay-hearted hunters, these guys dressed in red. Now you can find them all over, and you don't have to look far. In the stores or cafes or drinking at the bar, their talk is of hunting before going to bed. These gay-hearted hunters, these guys dressed in red. Now when the season is open, to the timber they go, all hoping and praying for a light fall of snow. For it makes good trekking, and it may bring them luck to go home successful with a very nice buck. But we all can't be lucky, for this we all know. Regardless of the weather, it may rain or may snow. But lucky or not, this is what I've heard said. They'll be back here next season, these guys dressed in red.
And here we go. We're back for another live edition of the Deer Hunters Roundup on a Saturday night. We're here till 8 o'clock. Prize night, the second Saturday night is prize night, so it's 7 o'clock. We will draw from all of the folks who have contributed via email and via phone call. So we got tons of prizes. It may take us all the way till 8 o'clock to give them all away, but we will. We'll list the prize winners at 98qcountry.com. Probably get that on later tonight, depending on how motivated I feel. But we got some calls coming in right away, and we'll do that for the first hour. You are on the roundup. Who's this?
Hello, Joe. It's the Bug Man.
Well, the Bug Man is a tradition that you get in early, but you haven't done yet that yet this year. So this is a breath of fresh air right here. That's right, yeah! Ladies and gentlemen. Yeah! The Bug Man! What's shaking, my man?
Thank you very much, Joe, from the Bugman Land. Here's the report. I wandered around all day, didn't see any deer.
All right. That's it, huh? Just one sentence. Yep. That's it.
I did sneak up on a grouse, which I thought was pretty impressive. Yeah. And I actually took my safety off about dusk to find out that it was a big white gray squirrel coming through. It sounded like a big old buck to me.
Those squirrels can sound pretty big, can't they, when they start rustling around?
Especially when you're sitting on day number 8 of your deer hunting season. They get bigger and bigger in your mind.
That's right. Well, at least you guys got something going. Bones got one anyway, right?
Oh, yeah. Bones got a real nice one. Real nice. Yeah. I'm going to hit it again tomorrow, and thank you for your award-winning show.
All right.
I also appreciate all the callers that called in. Everybody's been kind, courteous, and super this year.
It has been a good show. We had a rough... the first night we had a little F bomb, but that was good. We got that out of the way, and then we were fine after that. So,
I love the show. I love your callers. Keep up the good work, Joel.
Thank you, Bugman. Appreciate it very much. A tradition out there, and we got to get this thing. All right. So 715-762-3221 is your number to reach us here. You are on the roundup. Who's this? Hello. All right. We may have lost them. You are on the roundup. Who's this?
Cora and Luke from Porcupine Ranch.
Cora and Luke, Porcupine. Whereabouts are you guys?
Minocqua.
All right. What do you got to say for yourself today?
We didn't see anything, and it was cold out, but Luke made his 80-hour mark today.
80 hours?
And sitting in a tree.
80 hours sitting in a tree, but no deer.
No, he shot a buck.
Okay, all right. Well,
on Wednesday.
One buck?
One doe.
Yeah, in 80 hours, that's not shabby. I mean, could be worse. All right, good. So we might have a little snow on the ground for you tomorrow morning, maybe.
Hopefully.
Yeah, maybe enough of a dusting to make things look a little better out there. All right. All in all, a decent season for you, though, huh?
Yep.
All right. Thank you for checking in.
Yep.
Porcupine Ranch over there in Minocqua checking in on the roundup. You're on the roundup. Who's this?
Hey, it's Gwen from the ghost camp.
Well, Gwen, how are you doing today?
Good.
All right. Give us a scoop on how everybody's behaving there at the Gross Camp, if you could.
Good. Today, when I went hunting, I saw the 14-foot giraffe family and two polar bears.
Oh, and two koala bears, you said?
Polar bears.
All right. That's nice. Yeah. All right. The giraffe has grown and the polar bears have doubled. Anything else besides that you saw, or was that too distracting?
I saw me and my dad saw a deer when we were going back to the truck.
Okay. All right. Okay. A deer. Okay. So what does a gross camp have? Hang on just a second. Just one second. I'm going to put you there. All right. So what does the gross camp have hanging on the pole right now?
Nothing.
Okay. All right. Last day. Make it count. Okay, Gwen?
Okay.
All right. Thanks for the call. Appreciate you very much. I need to take a break after this call because I got to flip a switch here. You are on the roundup. Who is this?
Hello, this is Camp Smearstick.
Camp Smearstick. All right. The signal's not great for you, but who is this again?
This is Buckshot at Camp Smearstick.
Gotcha. All right. And what's the word out there at Camp Smearstick?
Well, I guess one of the boys happened to have a little bit of luck today and was able to get a 8-pointer.
Okay. 8-pointer. All right. Yeah. Oh, a little bit. Holy cow. For this year, that's huge. That's huge.
Yeah. It was a huge one.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's good to hear. A little bit cooler out there, and maybe the deer are changing their pattern and having to move around a little bit for you during the day.
Yeah, I think so.
All right. All right. Good deal. Eight-pointer. So is that alone on the pole, or you got other stuff on there?
Yeah, that's the only deer we had. I guess there was a half dozen bucks that were passed earlier in the season.
Okay.
And that was about it. But
all right. All right. Good day for you. We'll take it.
Yeah, so quick shout out to the FDH Hunt Club for Sausage and the boys.
Yep. All right. You bet, Buckshot. Thank you so much, Camp Smearstick. I need to get a break in, and we'll come back with more of your calls. Hold on.
Some intimate parts need the gentle, easy trim of a Gillette trimmer. And some need the closeness and comfort of a Gillette Intimate Razor. While others need a Gillette Anti-Chafe Stick. Gillette Intimate, the best a man can get down there. Bye now.
Hi, this is Scott Trout of Cordell & Cordell. There are a lot of great dads out there. Sometimes those dads get divorced. For more than 30 years, we've represented men in divorce, confronting the pitfalls that could devastate your finances or harm your family relationships. While every situation is different, our goal is to get the best outcome for you and your kids. Visit CordellCordell.com to take the first step.
Schedule an appointment with one of Cordell & Cordell's Madison area attorneys. 8040 Excelsior Drive, Suite 403, Madison, Wisconsin, 53717.
Don't miss See Better, Drive Safer Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts with great deals on wiper blades, headlight bulbs, and more. Visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
All right, hopefully none of you will need Cordell and Cordell after the deer hunting season. We hope it goes better than that. Let's go to the phones here. You're on the roundup. Who is this?
Camp Longshot.
Hey, Camp Mr. Janicek. What's shaking? Give me some good news, please. I beg of you.
Didn't see nothing, but when I got this thing, walked away, seen a tail.
Oh, well, you saw something. They're there. They're just playing with you. Yeah.
So them songs you played must be the last ones with the deer hunt. There ain't no other ones?
Oh, I don't know. I think I got to a lot of them yesterday, I believe, but we might have a couple other ones lingering in here. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
Thank you. How about them Packers?
How about them Packers? I love them. I was a big Packer fan on Thursday. Yeah, you did my purple a favor. I appreciate that very much.
About the Badgers.
Yeah, that was, I don't know. Neither one of those teams, they're all right. It was an entertaining game anyway. So the Badgers got the Paul Bunyan axe now. They're running around with that.
Yep.
All right, yeah. Yeah, it was an exciting game till the end when the Gophers kind of couldn't move the ball there. But that was a fun game to watch.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
You
have a good job there. Thank you.
Appreciate it, boys. Thank you so much, Camp Longshot. They've been calling in for years and year more years than what they'll admit. You are on the roundup. Who is this?
Hey, this is Chewy from Camp Lean Two.
Hey, Chewy. We haven't heard a lot from Camp Lean Two this year. How are you guys doing?
Yeah, I know they tried earlier. They just had some bad luck getting connected, or they hung up at the wrong time. Or
Sure.
But hey, so today we're usually cutting meat. Unfortunately, this year we aren't. We went hunting. We did a few drives.
All right.
Hello?
Yep, you're still there, you bet.
Yeah, I'll take it off speaker there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, last few days we did drives. We saw a deer. Unfortunately, they didn't run towards the posters.
Okay.
And there was a buck in there. It turned around, ran right back. We didn't have a back poster. We just didn't have enough people.
Yeah.
So, I mean, no matter what, we went to just fewer and fewer come out here every year sometimes.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah. It was a good year. And as far as camaraderie and seeing the deer, No shooting.
Yeah.
No doe tags.
Yeah. Years are up and down. This is one of the downer years, I guess. So we'll look forward.
There's never a downer year.
Downer year in numbers, I guess. Right. But the experience and stuff. That's right. We can definitely have an effect on that and control that. So it's always a good time to get together, isn't it?
Yeah. And we look forward to December 31st.
Yes. December 31st. Yes.
When they play the Vikings.
When they play... Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
What the hell's going on there?
That's the season right there. That's going to be the season, isn't it? Yeah.
Oh, man, we love it.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, Chewy.
So anyway, all around good year.
All right. All right.
Except for the deer.
Yeah. All right, Chewy. Thank you so much. We appreciate you.
Yep. Appreciate you, too. You bet.
Camp Lean 2 there. You are on the roundup. Who's this?
This is Merlin from the Nut Hut.
Merlin, hey, what is happening with the Nut Hut tonight?
Well, I seen three deer this tonight when I was just getting out of a tree stand.
Okay.
But the funny thing was, and it wasn't funny, maybe you guys will laugh. I went out this morning freezing my tail off. I come in the house, and I, on my way back, I checked out one of my other cameras where I usually sit, and there was a buck there.
Oh, really?
A picture on the camera.
Ooh, ouch, 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 ouch. Yeah.
So, at least there's a buck around, so.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there's somewhere. So you might be able to see him a little bit better tomorrow. Might be a little dusting on the ground maybe for you tonight.
Yeah. So, right. I thank you guys and your program. Everybody that threw everything together. This is a good show.
All right. Appreciate you, Merlin.
So.
Yep.
All right. Have a good one.
Thank you. Merlin at the Nut Hut there. You are on the roundup. Who is this?
Hi, this is the Polecat, and we're at the Hemlock Spur in Ojibwa.
Okay. All right. I saw some photos of that, evidence that there is, that you do exist there. I saw the photos.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I hope I was smiling, looking good.
Well, I don't usually look that close, so I'll assume everybody was fine.
Yeah.
All right.
Although it was a down year, I think everybody can agree that to get together with good friends and enjoy the camp, enjoy the meals, enjoy the laughs. Even though there wasn't a lot of action in the woods, I think everybody can agree that this is still a tradition that's worth keeping, even though it's a down year. What do you have to say about that?
Well, I think when you don't get deer, that just leaves more time for cards and talking and less work cutting the deer up, right?
That's exactly right. A lot more beer and a lot more laughs. And
that's right.
It always just keeps you hungry for next year.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. If every year was just a bountiful harvest of deer just running everywhere, then what fun would that be, right?
That's exactly right. You gotta be humble when it comes to deer hunting. You got to be crafty and you got to be humble. These are smart creatures. We're smart creatures. It's a duel of nature at its best.
That's why they call it hunting. You betcha. You betcha. All right. Well, we appreciate you guys and your contributions over there.
Hey, thanks. And thank you to you and your award-winning show. We love listening to you. Keep up the good work.
All right. Thank you much. Hemlock Spur, there's some photos there on our website, too, in Ojibwa. Checking in. You are on the roundup. Who's this?
Oh, Joel. It's Al from Camp Toothless Beaver.
All right, Al. What do you got to say out there today, Al? All right. That's a start.
Of course, the doe ran through the shooting lanes that I've got at about 100 miles an hour, and about 10 seconds later, the buck right behind her, and I thought they were a couple of teenagers at prom, but...
They were moving pretty fast, huh?
Oh, yeah, they were on the move. Mm-hmm. And you could hear them crashing around in the thick stuff for quite a while.
Oh, really? Really? All right, well, we'll get you a little better vision maybe tomorrow. Maybe just a little bit of glaze of white on the ground in the morning, possibly. Yeah, I think that a little bit cooler weather, I think those deer, like, figured they had to do something to move around a little bit, so.
Got to fill their bellies.
Exactly. All right, Al. Tomorrow's your day. This is where you shine.
It is. Yeah. And just want to say thanks for doing a great show again this year, and hopefully you can keep going and going and going.
All right. Appreciate you, Al. Al, Camp Toothless Beaver. One more call, then we got to get a quick break in here. You're on the roundup. Who is this?
This is Chase Mom from Camp Twisted Spike.
Camp Twisted Spike. And whereabouts are you guys?
Russell County.
In
Rusk County.
Rusk County. All right. And what's going on over in Rusk County?
What?
What's going on over there? Any deer?
Dad got a spike last weekend, and I got two grouse.
Okay. Two grouse? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Not too bad. How many people hunting with you over there?
Just me and my dad.
You and your dad. All right. Well, that's not too bad. Are we going to give it a final shot tomorrow?
No, I just celebrate my sister's birthday. My dad's up there hunting tomorrow, though.
Okay. All right. Very good. All right. We appreciate you checking in. Camp Twisted Spike.
Thank you
so much. Appreciate it. More of your calls, 715-762-3221. Email wcqm@civicmedia.us. Hunters and fishermen, preserve the beauty of your harvest this season with Wildwoods Taxidermy Studio in Fifield, Wisconsin. Travis is among the most experienced and professional taxidermists in the North Woods and beyond. Extra special care is always taken when handling and preserving your pride of the season. And if you can dream it, Travis will bring it to life. For more information, call 715-762-5550 or see wildwoodstaxidermy.biz and like him on Facebook, too.
Hey, grab your partner and let's get moving to Jack's Corner Bar in Park Falls, Wisconsin, where it's always a party with deep-fried chicken served Wednesday through Saturday. Fridays, enjoy fish fry with salad bar, and Saturdays, pork and dumplings, and a tasty prime rib special on Saturday night. Don't forget about burger and fries Thursday and breakfast served on Sunday at Jack's Corner Bar, located on Cedar Street in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Open Wednesday through Sunday, where strangers become friends and good times roll.
The Great Northern Motel in Mercer, Wisconsin is a beautiful up north place to stay for any occasion. Celebrations, ATVing, snowmobiling, even deer hunting. Located on Lake San Domingo, just steps away from all the great dining at the Wolf's Den. You get anything from a steak to a sandwich. You can see them at greatnorthernmercer.com or call to book your stay at 715-476-2440. Great Northern Motel, Highway 51 in Mercer, Wisconsin.
Breaker, breaker, 1-9 is here at the Big G. I got her on the double nickel, rolling on Highway 13, gonna wheel her into the village pit stop, Top Hill and Butternut.
That's Big 10 fall, Big G. This here prime time, both my tanks are running low.
Copy that, prime time. Just ease that timber train on into the village pit stop for some motion lotion. They got you covered for bars, change, hydraulic oil, anything else you need. Turn, grab some snacks and beverages for the after 5 o'clock time at the village pit stop on Highway 13, Top the Hill in Butternut, Wisconsin.
It's Blake and Kerrigan, your B&B insurance ladies.
Or should we say Santa's elves?
It's time for B&B Insurance's annual 25 Days of Christmas giveaway.
We have been working on filling Santa's sleigh.
And making a list and checking it twice.
All prizes are purchased from businesses within the B&B insurance family.
It's our way of saying thank you to our clients and our community.
Starting December 1st, watch us live on Facebook to participate.
25 days,
25 prizes,
and countless awesome businesses. All roads lead to B&B Insurance,
especially during the 25 days of Christmas.
Happy hunting!
Hi, Chuck from Essential Shooting Supplies here. We want to wish all of our hunters the best of luck this year and remind you of a few safety tips. Treat every gun as if it were loaded. Know what your target is and what's beyond. Keep your firearms stored in a safe place. And never mix guns and alcohol or drugs. Enjoy your safe Northwoods hunt from Essential Shooting Supplies here in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Half mile east of Highway 13 on Highway 182. Or visit us online at EssentialShootingSupplies.com.
Well, speak of the devil, we got Chuck with us from Essential Shooting Supplies in studio here tonight. Hi, Chuck. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on tonight.
Thanks for coming in. Thanks for being a sponsor of the Deer Hunters Roundup and providing the youth gun for our youth photo contest.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's an honor and it's a privilege.
Yeah.
We love to encourage youth shooting sports, especially in a modern day when video games seem to be more important than being outdoors.
Yeah, exactly. You guys have stayed busy over the season. You were supposed to come in at 6, but you said you had a little last second thing for a guy who wanted to get out in the woods tomorrow, right?
Yep, and that's I'm a pretty diehard deer hunter myself, so all of my day work ends up being after hours so that I can get out and hunt too. So
yeah, exactly. Let's take a couple calls here. You are on the roundup. Go ahead. Who's this?
This is Jeff Shoot-A-Lot.
Jeff Shoot-A-Lot. And where are you? Camp Shoot-A-Lot?
No. Camp Quit Your Bitchin'.
Oh, okay. You are Shoot-A-Lot from Camp Quit Your Bitchin'. All right. Okay. What do you got to report out there?
Well, I gotta say, My wife, she She's Deadeye Danny. She got her first buck using her great grandpa's gun and her grandpa Stan. We lost grandpa on New Year's Day. Okay. So it was a quite neat experience to see that. Yeah. And it was very successful day for her. And on my part, I seen a little doe, and I didn't see anything this morning because I had to stop what I was doing to go and help her.
Yeah. All right. So overall, the whole thing has been a slow season. Would you qualify it as a slow for your group too?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Compared to last year. Last year we had a big buck and a couple does and stuff, but now we got one and one hanging. So,
mm-hmm. Well, it's a good thing that she was able to use that rifle though, and that's a memory she's never going to be able to, ever be able to forget.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. I mean, so it was her great grandpa Earl's gun, and then it was her grandpa Stan, because we bought the property last year. And whatnot, and it had a stand, and we fixed it up for Grandpa to go up and hunt last year with us, but he ended up falling and breaking his leg, and he wasn't able to hunt. So last year was kind of a wash. So this year, she went up. I was going to go up there in the stand, and I'm like, no, you can go, because, I went up, earlier in the week and whatnot, so... and then all of a sudden she goes up, and by 9 o'clock this morning she had her her spike.
That's nice, very nice. Great memories. Yeah.
I was very proud. I dropped what I was doing to go and help her, and she gutted it and everything herself.
Yeah, all right.
Outstanding,
fantastic. All right, good stuff there. No bitching there. Can't quit your bitching. All right.
and can I do a shout out to Pine Creek Camp?
You got it, sir.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you for calling in. You are on the roundup. Who is this? Hello. We got Chuck here from Essential Shooting Supplies. And what's the most common thing you do at your place there? Essential Shooting Supplies, right on 182 Park Falls. The number one thing people come in for, Chuck, is? Maybe there isn't one.
Well, ammunition. And okay. Not only do we sell factory new ammunition, we also custom load ammunition for people. Okay. And a lot of cleanings and inspections, and a lot of mounting, bore sighting, and scopes.
Okay. All right. Very good. And you not only obviously service like that, but you have the guns available for purchase and too, and the ammo and the whole thing there.
Absolutely.
Right?
We don't have a huge stock of inventory in the store, but we have a huge inventory on our website.
Okay. All right. And what is that website?
EssentialShootingSupplies.com.
Makes sense. EssentialShootingSupplies.com. You are on the roundup. Who's this?
This is Squatter.
Hey, Squatter. What's happening with you and Mini Squatter and the other squatters there?
Well, hold on.
All right.
Did you hear that? Oh, that'd be a celebratory beer.
A celebratory beer. What happened?
Squatter shot a six-pointer today.
Stay away, Squatter. Yeah.
Outstanding.
Yeah. Look at you go. How long has it been since you got one?
I think it's been a few years.
A few years. All right. Nice.
We had a super busy morning this morning. I got up, went out, sat for a little bit, and then we had two games of hockey. And I might have been a little pushy to get out of that rink so that I could go sit. And it was pretty late when I got out there.
Yeah.
Chased one off and still crawled in the sand. And patience is a virtue, I guess.
So what time did you end up getting into the woods, Squatter?
Oh, my gosh. I think it was probably 3:15.
3:15 and you ended up getting a nice deer within an hour and a half of close down. That's pretty nice.
Outstanding.
Right on. And Fungus got his last night, so it was a great day.
All right. Congrats to you and the whole crew out there. Enjoy that cold one, okay?
Thank you.
You betcha. Squatter. Sometimes you hear those stories all the time, those last few minutes of the hunt.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Just sneaking out maybe for, I only got an hour and I got to go to work. Well, yeah. You never know.
Well, that was my worry tonight in the stand.
Yeah. Yeah, that little bit of time, you just never know. You are on the roundup. Who's this?
Capture me between sips.
Grand.
It's Granny. From the hairy eyeball camp.
Grandma.
Oh, I don't really do that, right?
No, no.
No, 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 no. I cook and cook and cook, and you have to be, you got to taste that little bit of wine as you go along, because that makes it taste better.
Right.
And all the cooking, Pickles showed up 2 times now to eat. So we're real proud of him. We got to keep the weight on that guy.
All right. Okay.
And Mama Grizz, she's been out there. She's working hard at, I think she just enjoys the space and the quiet and the time. But she's seeing deer, so that's a good thing.
That is a good thing.
And then Papa Bear, Papa, he's here with his 2 boys and the one-eyed Willie.
All right.
So we're happy there. And I got to say, One-Eyed Johnson, he went out and he visited with the guys at the Peach Shack that is down in the town of Elk. And everybody's hanging in there. And we wish them all well. We got health issues going on, but it was a great day and a great season.
All right. So, all right.
We thank you for everything you do. And I know I'm missing a bunch. I got to say Fuzz Nuts. He's got a solo cup, I guess, for me. So,
all right.
you have a good one, and thank you for your time, and we appreciate it.
All right, Grandma. Thank you so much. Grandma from the Hairy Eyeball Camp. You could just go 50 years in radio, Chuck, and just not make something up. Or write a script like that.
Absolutely,
right,
yeah.
how great is that? You are on the roundup. Who's this?
This is Mike from Camp Schnackle.
Camp Shackle?
Schnackle.
Snackle. Okay. All right. And whereabouts are you guys?
Right in the city limits of Phillips.
Right inside the city limits there. All right. What happened with you guys today there?
We've seen a guy by the name of Bill, Mike.
All right.
Ken, Charlie. But I want to give out a shout out to Moss Trucking.
Okay.
We've seen a couple of crows. no deer.
All right. Just a general shout out to Moss Trucking. Just any reason why or...
Oh, he's my hero.
Okay, all right. Enough said.
Moss Trucking is my hero.
All right, very good. All right, Mike. Stay safe out there.
Thank you.
Camp Snackle, I think, is what I got from that. Was that right? Snackle. All right. You are on the roundup. Who's this?
The old Tupelo Beaver from camp.
How you doing, Orv?
Hanging in. Had a wonderful day today.
Why is that?
I got to see me a nice big 8-point.
You saw one anyway. All right, nice.
But it was so far back in the woods, I figured I didn't want to drag it out, so I didn't shoot.
Uh-huh. It would have been quite a haul, huh?
And besides that, I've got some oceanfront property in Arizona for sale.
All right, very good. I'll take all of it. I got it. Yeah, I got all of it. All right.
No, typical day. Lots of birdies and squirrels, but no deers.
All right. All right.
Tomorrow when that snow gets here.
Maybe a little bit of light white stuff on the ground for you. Not guaranteeing anything, but there might be.
Okay, hang in.
All right, Orv. Thank you much. If anything falls, it'll definitely stick. It's going to be kind of cool out there tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I got, I don't know, was it mid-20s today, mid-upper 20s? Not too bad.
It didn't feel like the mid-upper 20s, but it was.
Kind of a little Christmas to the air. Huh?
Oh, yeah. It was about 10 degrees when I went out this morning. So.
Okay, gotcha. You are on the roundup. Who's this?
This is Wiley from Beaver Slick Lodge.
Beaver Stick Lodge?
Beaver Slick Lodge,
Beaver
yep.
Slick, and whereabouts are you guys?
Between Hawkins and Kennan.
Okay, and what's happening over there?
Well, we've sent some pictures, and we got a really nice starting pole. I think we have $9, $8 we're showing, and we sent you the email. But
yeah,
we've had a good year. Just I think the cold mornings where people weren't going out, we were, and... couple bucks opening day and stuff, but each day we kind of plugged away and got one at a time, and it's one of our best years we've ever had. We've been together since 1984, I believe.
Well, yeah, we found all the deer. You sent that picture, and I thought, man, that's quite a harvest considering it's been such a down year.
Do you mind sending some of those up to north of Butternut now?
Well, we got some of our members have land, 40 acres or not, but a lot of county and state land. But, you know, I think it's the effort put in the woods, you know, to do all this, you know.
Oh, yeah, you gotta take your time out in the woods.
Yep, and we come back to camp and we make supper, listen to your program, and my wife does a lot of the email for us because we're kind of area where you can't get sometimes reception, so.
Yeah. All right.
Well, I came home after 10 days and listened to your program tonight, and thanks for all you guys do.
All right. Thank you so much.
Congratulations.
Yes, great year. Beaver Slick Lodge down there between Hawkins and Kennan. So you got to buy a piece of property down there now.
Absolutely.
You're on the roundup. Who's this?
This is Muckshoe from Camp Lonehorn.
Hey, Muckshoe. How are you doing?
Good.
All right. Thanks for the photos. We appreciate that. And what's happening with you guys?
Today we saw nothing while we were hunting, but we did pull our stand out.
You got a stand out?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Breaking it down for the year or what?
Yeah, for the year.
Okay. All right. It did. How did the whole overall season go for you? Any deer hanging for you?
Yeah, we had a 1 8-point buck. That's it.
Okay. All right. Not too bad. How many in your group there?
Just two.
Just two? All right. Okay. What was that?
There's a big grizz, Joel. How you doing?
The big grizz. Doing good. Hey. Yeah. Are you the one who got the 8-pointer?
Yeah, I got on Tuesday. We got lucky. It was pretty fortunate this year.
All right.
Well, little Muckshoot's been out. He's trying to get the 6-pointer that's running around here.
Okay.
He shoots crossbow.
Okay. All right. Very good.
Good morning.
All right. We appreciate the check-in from down there. Go get that 6-pointer tomorrow.
All right, guys. Thanks for everything you do.
Yep. Thank you so much. We got Chuck with us from Essential Shooting Supplies. You need... anything gun-related, hunting-related, just guns? Just guns, Chuck, basically?
We have guns, ammo, accessories, ammo? Yeah. Hunting accessories.
But the gun side, yeah. Yeah.
Yep, we do custom rifle builds, custom pistol builds.
Yeah, and you guys have been there for how long now?
It's almost 4 years.
Really? That's
so
crazy.
So January will be our fourth year here.
Yeah, fantastic. Right on Highway 182, just on here in the city limits, apart on the east side there of Park Falls. So... and EssentialShootingSupplies.com if you want to check it out. Support a good local business.
Veteran-owned business, if that matters.
Yeah, a veteran-owned business, and you can go on the web. You can still do the .com, but you can support a local business.
So, absolutely.
Yeah, EssentialShootingSupplies.com. You are on the roundup. Who's this?
You got Uncle Paul from Camp Seen a Few tonight.
Hey, Uncle Paul, how are you guys doing tonight?
Well, we've seen more than a few today.
Good.
From seeing three all week long, I saw 8 more today.
All right. That's promising.
I did let a spike buck go that I had at 10 feet, but he was not big enough.
Okay. All right. Good decision.
He'll live to see another year, I hope.
Yep. Exactly. All right. So 8 deer seen anyway today. Are we back at it tomorrow there, Uncle Paul?
It's going to be a camp of one tomorrow.
Okay.
But yes, I'll be out.
Yeah, when you see that many today, you want to be back out there the next day, right?
Oh, you bet.
All right, Uncle Paul. Thank you for the update. Go get it tomorrow.
All right. Have a good one.
You betcha. Prizes coming up at 7, so stay tuned. Tons of prizes we're giving away here. You are on the roundup. Who's this?
Hey, this is Gabe from the Gross Camp.
Hey, Gabe from the Gross Camp. What's happening down there in Phillips?
Not a lot. Having some leftovers from Thanksgiving.
Okay.
I haven't seen any deer this whole week.
The whole week. You and the whole crew or just you?
Mostly just me. I've only seen maybe a doe.
Okay. All right. Are you back out tomorrow with the family there? Hitting her one more time?
Yeah, just for the morning, taking down the tree stand and heading back home.
Okay. All right. Well, good luck to you and the crew there tomorrow.
Yeah, thanks.
You betcha. Hunting has changed since I was young, Chuck. And now, I mean, people do have a lot of opportunities with the bows and the smoke sticks and other stuff in the youth hunt. There's a lot of opportunities. The 9-day gun deer season is very much a tradition here in the Northwoods, but there are a lot of opportunities. That hunting season continues for a lot of people.
Oh, Yeah, and that's the best part about it. I mean, as soon as the 9-day standard gun season closes, you've got your muzzleloader season right after that. So, I mean, that gives you another opportunity. If you choose to use a black powder rifle, you can go out and still try to fill that tag if you didn't get it during the regular season.
Well, for those of you who haven't, those of us who haven't used the gunpowder, I'm sure the technology on that has changed a lot over the years and made it a little bit easier maybe to use. Is that right? Yeah.
So there's a lot of really cool innovations out there as far as inlines go. I'm a traditionalist myself, so I use the same technology that was used during the Civil War.
Oh, really?
I use granulated powder. I use, you know, ball, and I shoot it out of a rifle that could have literally walked off the pages of history.
Oh, really? Really? That's pretty cool. How long does it take you to load up, and when you get out in the woods and get it prepared, how long does it take to prepare the gun for the firing, for that one fire?
So, the advantage of black powder is, until you put a cap on the rifle itself, on the nipple, or you put a 209 primer in, it's not considered loaded. So, you can actually put the powder and the ball in there while you're still at home, nice and warm, so you're not freezing out there trying to do it.
Sure.
And then as soon as you get out there, you can put your cap on and you're ready to go. And then if you have to shoot a second time, God forbid, it takes anywhere from 1 to 3 minutes for some people to do.
Okay. All right. So it's a one shot deal. So unless,
yeah, you're not going to usually get a quick follow up shot.
Yeah, exactly. Unless the deer's really not paying attention. So you are on the roundup. Who's this?
Hi, this is Camp Hazelnut.
Hey, Camp Hazelnut. Whereabouts are you guys?
We're down in Brantwood. Long-time listeners, first-time callers.
All right. Give us some good news from Brantwood there, Camp Hazelnut.
Well, the big buck slayer got a big 5-point. Captain Zimbo, she got her big buck on opening day. Old Uncle Bill fell in the swamp today, and Foxy Roxy made it out of every drive.
All right. Sounds like a productive day.
We've had a great hunting season.
Reminds me of being a kid doing deer drives, falling in the swamp.
Oh, yeah, we went through a lot of swamps. It's our first year with a brand new hunt shack we built, and we got to give a shout-out to old Aunt Alyssa for dealing with a bunch of bad babies.
All right.
She had, I think, 9 of them, so we could all go do drives.
All right. All right.
She is the true hero of this season, then.
Yes.
She is, for sure.
All right.
She's thinking she might hunt next year, so she doesn't have to do it.
Exactly. Yeah, you're not going to hunt. You're going, here's where you're going to walk. Exactly.
Exactly. Yep. Yeah. Yep.
All right. Well, Camp Hazelnut, we appreciate the first time call from down in Brantwood. Hope you'll reach out to us again.
All right. Will do.
Thank you so much, Camp Hazelnut in Brantwood. You are on the roundup. Who's this? Hello. All right. A couple emails here, Chuck, I'm going to get to. We've got, Camp Whiskers. Camp Whiskers checking in here. They're eating some deer and talking about deers over here at Camp Whiskers. Toucan, Little Salty, and Rara all would like to say thanks to everyone and thanks to the roundup. So thank you for the email. Also, Belly Acres checking in. The Dumper checking in. They are winding down their 23 deer hunting season. They bagged a couple more deer this weekend, making our total 4 deer. So a very successful season for Belly Acres. And thank you so much for the email, and thank you for all the kind words in their email. I won't put everybody through that. You are on the roundup. Who's this?
This is Rob from the Nelson Camp.
Hey, Rob. All broken down. Well, not literally, physically, but from the Shawamigan. Now, Chuck, this is the guy who goes out into the middle of the Shawamigan National Forest and makes a complete Thanksgiving dinner. There's pictures on our website, and hunts right there, all natural, in the middle of the Shawamigan Forest. So we always applaud Rob every year.
I think Rob might have come into the shop last year.
Did you? Yep, we came in this year, too.
Did you? Well, thank you so much for supporting us.
You bet. No problem. We always like to get around and see everybody, even the sponsors. We try to get out and say hello and see what's out there.
Well, I'm sorry I missed you guys this year. I've been trying to get in the woods myself, so.
That's all right. We were looking for a part for an Encore Thompson Center.
Oh.
The ejection for the primer. My brother lost one.
So. Okay. All right. Were you hunting at all today there, Rob? I know you're back at camp, but
Yep. I went out this evening. Today I kind of unpacked everything that I had in the truck from up north there. You know, we had to get everything cleaned up and stuff. And my brothers take the tents back to where they live, and I take my stuff back up here. And,
okay. All right. Very good. A nice year to be out in the woods this year. You didn't have to face a foot of snow or anything like that. So it was pretty wimpy for you out there, wasn't it?
It was pretty wimpy, yep.
All right. We still applaud you, Rob. Thank you so much for all the photos and the calls during the show.
Yep, and we thank you guys again. Like I said, we appreciate all the sponsors as well. So.
All right, Rob. Thank you. Rob at the Nelson Camp at 6:45. More of the Roundup coming up. After your day of hunting, stop on in to the Wolf's Den Bar and Grill, Mercer, Wisconsin, the place to enjoy some social fun with dining overlooking beautiful Lake San Domingo. They have 6 flat-screen TVs there that'll give you a good view of your favorite sports teams. Dining includes nightly specials from the tacos to the ribeye steak, all-you-can-eat wings, the Friday fish, and the prime rib on Saturday. The Wolf's Den Bar and Grill, right on Highway 51 in Mercer, Wisconsin. Master Care Lawn Service is wrapping up all of their fall projects, and they have those snow plows all ready to go now. Don't wait, though, to call, because we all know that the weather is more unpredictable than ever right here in the Northwoods. All of those guys at Master Care are ready to take care of all of your snow plowing needs this winter, even salting and sanding too. With years of experience, rest assured, they won't let you down. Master Care Lawn Services and Snow Plowing. Give them a call, 715-563-0576. Hunters and fishermen, preserve the beauty of your harvest this season with Wildwoods Taxidermy Studio in Fifield, Wisconsin. Travis is among the most experienced and professional taxidermists in the North Woods and beyond. Extra special care is always taken when handling and preserving your pride of the season. And if you can dream it, Travis will bring it to life. For more information, call 715-762-5550 or see wildwoodstaxidermy.biz and like them on Facebook too.
Hey, Amanda, what are you doing?
Hey, Brian, I'm working on our radio ad. We only have 30 seconds to tell people everything, like we are the Seed and Feed located in Fifield on Highway 13, just north of Highway 70.
Tell them that we carry quality dog and cat food, animal feeds, bird seeds, suet, and have a self-serve dog wash and pet supplies.
We can't forget our gifts, furniture, hunting blinds, deer feed and attractants, and bear bait.
What about Garmin, trail cameras, and our loyalty program?
And our website, FifieldSeedandFeed.com.
Did we say we're the Seed and Feed located in Fifield?
Hunter. Chuck from Essential Shooting Supplies here in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Come in and see what we have available for you. Regardless of season, we have the solution to your guns, ammo, and accessory needs. We also offer full-service gunsmithing on-site. Remember to be safe and have fun while hunting. Good luck from Essential Shooting Supplies in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Half mile east of Highway 13 on 182, or visit us online at EssentialShootingSupplies.com.
Discover the charm of Park Falls at Decor to Adore. Unveil your love for this picturesque town with our exclusive Park Falls apparel and bespoke shirts and hoodies. We're your go-to haven for unique gifts. Explore our collection of kids' toys, captivating books, and more. And what's more delightful than enjoying our scrumptious ice cream while you browse? Swing by our one-stop gift shop and find something special for everyone. Embrace the essence of Park Falls at Decor to Adore, where every visit is a delightful discovery.
All right, Joel here, Deer Hunters Roundup. Chuck is with us from Essential Shooting Supplies. We appreciate him coming in studio. You are on the Roundup. Who is this? We lost him. Let's go over here. You're on the Roundup. Who's this?
This is Big City Bob from Camp Snack-A-Lot.
Hey, Big City Bob. How's the snacking going out there? All right. So when you leave for the woods in the morning, what is in your snack case?
Oh, I got a few candy bars, some apples, some string cheese. I don't go hungry.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
kind of a slow day today. Maybe you can see one doe, I guess, but didn't see any homes. So didn't get any shooting in.
Okay.
With the snow, if we get any accumulation, might help a little bit.
Yeah.
But I'm single the rest of the week here. Well, yesterday and
okay. All right.
We'll just have to see what what comes up, I guess.
You bet. All right. Good luck to you there, Big City Bob.
Okay. You guys have done a heck of a job with that show,
really. You bet. Cam snacks a lot. You're on the Roundup. Who's this?
Hello, this is the Tracker from Camp Nomad.
All right, Tracker. I was hoping to hear back from you. Now, this is the guy, Chuck. He literally tracks deer. He left Wisconsin to go to Maine earlier in the week because we didn't have any snow. So tell us your trails of tracking this year, Tracker.
So we just came through Cleveland. We're on our way back to Wisconsin. Okay. But we got out to Maine, and there was about an inch of snow on the ground. But it was warmish, and it was getting thin. But Wednesday night, the gods looked down on us. We got 8 inches of snow. So Tuesday night, 8 inches. So Wednesday was a slow day. The deer hadn't done any business, so there was no tracks to follow. But Thursday was the buck killing day. So started on a nice buck first thing in the morning. And I don't if you know about the Northeast and some of the big name trackers out there, but Hal Blood is probably the most celebrated and successful tracker in North America.
Okay.
So he lives in Jackman, Maine, where we were. And I followed my buck up through the hardwoods, crossed the woods road, and whose truck did I see parked right there? Hal Blood's truck.
Really?
So I knew I was in the same woods. So long story short, I tracked this deer up to the base of the steep ridge where I switched to a different, fresher, bigger buck track. Followed him around all day on the ridge all morning. Jumped him just before noon. After giving him about a 30-minute break to settle down, I started again, and within 20 minutes, looked up on a little shelf, and he was standing up there.
Hmm.
Had the front bead on his rib cage. The problem was I couldn't see his head at that point. And he didn't wait long. He got fidgety. And when he turned to go, then I saw his antlers. But he was in the hardwoods and gone then. So
okay.
No shot at him. Track him down the hill. Come to a spot where two sets of boot tracks cut me off on the track. So they got in front of me. And it turns out it was Hal Blood that got in front of me.
Oh, no. Darn Hal Blood.
That's not the best part of the story, though. The best part of the story is on my way out after that, it was getting later in the afternoon, and I was heading back to the truck then. I had a 2 or 3 mile walk back. So meet Hal Blood coming out of the woods with the guy he was with that day. And he told me that I had cut him off on that buck when I switched tracks in the morning. They were on that deer coming from a different direction, came to my boot track. So I cut Hal Blood off, and then he cut me off. So that was the story. Otherwise, I did follow a nice one yesterday. Ended up getting a shot at it, but it was a Hail Mary long shot. Missed it. So
yeah. So how many miles a day do you put on, like when you went after that one? How many miles are you putting on?
On that one, that day it was 9.6 miles.
Okay. Wow. Yeah, through the woods, not just walking down a trail.
Well, and
following deer track.
Yeah.
Tracking like that is a lost art.
Yeah, so. And it's super fun. Over the week, I think I calculated it about 45 miles.
Yeah, and last year you were here because we had the snow. You were up north of Park Falls, is that right?
Well, we were in the UP last year, okay. And then we came back after I got my deer. We were back in Wisconsin hunting around Winchester.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Very, very awesome. What a great experience for you to run into Hal out there.
Yeah, nice, wow. Super nice guy, and I talked to him, and, you know, that's all part of the experience out there. You never know when you're going to cut somebody off.
Yeah.
They don't know when they're going to cut you off. It's just part of the game. So.
Is that a more common thing out in that area in Maine, the tracking?
Tracking is, I would say it's one of the bigger things because the woods, basically, you take the whole state of Maine, draw a line down the middle of it, and the whole northern half is all wilderness.
Okay.
It's like the wildest parts of the UP, all the whole state. So
right.
To sit on a stand out there, unless you have time to scout, you're going to be feeling like you're fishing with a bobber in the ocean.
Yeah. Oh, wow. And I suppose around here, when you have as much private land as you do, is it almost impossible then?
In parts of Wisconsin, especially the Nicolet, Shawamigan, up in the northern Highland State Forest around Boulder Junction, there's enough land.
Okay. I gotcha.
Yeah, you can go. And have room.
Yeah. But, all right. Well, great story, Tracker. We appreciate you taking the time to get through to us.
And yeah.
You're coming back through Ohio again, huh? All right.
Yep. Yep. We're on our way home. Hey, shout out to the Clear Lake Bushwhackers.
All right. You have done so, Tracker. Thank you. We appreciate you taking the time.
Okay, thanks. Good show, guys.
You bet. Just a great story. We caught him earlier in the week going, he was in Ohio going to Maine. And now tonight catch him coming back going through Ohio. Also, just an incredible, the endurance and the skill it takes.
Oh, yeah. And the fact that he doesn't sound disappointed at all that he didn't drop an animal because he was able to track them.
Yeah.
See the animal live on the hoof. That's an amazing skill.
Unbelievable. Yep. You are on the roundup. Who is this?
Rocket from Camp Kootsalot.
Hey, Rocket, what's up out there?
Oh, we did okay. Bear Hug's dad, Maple Dan, got a four-pointer.
Okay.
Blue Shoes and Duck Hunter and Cowboy were out this morning. They seemed like 8, 9 does and fawns.
Okay.
They claim they've seen the 10-foot giraffe also.
All right. I don't know if you heard the update. It's up to 12 feet down. So, yeah.
Both.
Yeah.
Wow. They're not very big around here.
With a possible polar bear stalking it.
Yeah. They thought they'd seen the glue polar bear, but they couldn't verify it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Right.
And we'll be hitting the woods tomorrow yet. And thank you for your award-winning show. I'd like to give a shout-out to Camp No Light, Camp Standalone, and Bill at Camp BS.
All right. You have done so, Rocket. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yes, Camp Shoots a Lot. Rocket out there. You are on the roundup. Who's this?
Hey, this is Andy from Camp Gross.
Hey, Camp. Hey, good, good. Give us another update. How's the family? How's the crew doing down there?
Well, I think we're doing pretty good today. Went out this morning, didn't see too much of anything. Came home, did some work around the house, and then went out this afternoon and spent a couple extra minutes in the stand due to the nice big moon, but didn't see anything while we're in the stand. Came out. We kicked up something big, like 20 feet from the truck. Like, go figure.
Yeah. All right. Well, the coolness is here. Maybe a little snow on the ground tomorrow. And Chuck was telling me that all indications are that tomorrow afternoon might be good for a few people. Looking a little better, right,
looks
Chuck?
Looks like the movement will be a little bit better tomorrow afternoon, yep.
Yeah, so don't give up, Andy.
We get tomorrow morning yet. And then we're heading down and doing some wrestling tomorrow afternoon.
All right. Very good, Andy. Thank you for the update. We appreciate it.
All right. You have a good one.
You bet. Chuck, why don't you give me a couple emails there that I threw over your way. Go ahead.
All right. So we got the Gray Elephant Camp checking in. They were able to swerve for a dead porcupine, but he got him anyways. And gray squirrels and a red squirrel, and that's about it.
All right.
Then we had the Golden Pond Camp down by the Mondu Flowage in Taylor County. They had a 7-pointer and a doe to be thankful for this year, and 10-year-old Mitch came out hunting for the first time and got to see his dad miss a 10-pointer.
Uh-oh.
Right. Then we had Tim with Camp Alpha Team in Butternut. No deer today, 5 guys hunting. Been seeing him on camera at night, but nothing during the day. Tim, don't feel bad. I've been having the same experience around Butternut.
All right. Okay.
We got the Jump River Hunt Camp checking in from the Catawba area. They saw 1 doe today. Very slow movement. Not shot a deer since their first 2 bucks opening weekend, but at least they're able to go and try to fill some tags tomorrow.
Yeah, got a shot tomorrow, you bet.
And then we got the zoo, Camp Zoo, and this is the first year they have not seen a deer on their property.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last one I got here is Herman's Hideaway from Tony, Wisconsin. Tonight was their last night. No more deer today, but it was a great season full of tradition and good memories, which is what it's all about.
All right. In just a little bit, we got 5 major prize packages. The photo contest winners will be announced on Tuesday because our judge will give you until 6 o'clock Monday night to get us all your photos. So that'll be announced Tuesday. Always come back to the website to see the list of all the winners, but we'll be doing our prize drawings here in just a little bit here. You are on the roundup. Who is this? Okay, I think they gave up on us. How about you? You're on the roundup. Who's this?
This here's Petey from the SK camp.
From the which camp, Petey?
The S that Slack and the Klinger. SK.
SK camp. All right. Any good news? Any good news, Petey?
Well, no, they seen does and fawns, and my grandson, it was his first year of hunting. He could have shot three in one shot, but you're only allowed one, you know. So they lined right up.
Oh, really?
The doe and the two fawns, and it was like...